Next month, voters in Wichita's District 5 will elect a new city council member. KMBW's Nadia Foe previews the race between incumbent Brian Fry and first-time candidate Mike Magnus.
On June 3rd, the last day to file as a candidate, Mike Magnus decided to run for Wichita City Council.
I watched. It was about spring break, so this would be, what, middle of March. I would start looking to see who would put up their name, you know, for District 5. Nobody. And then late May, you know, Mr. Fry put his name in, and then nobody else. And I thought, you know, somebody needs to run against him.
Mr. Fry is Councilmember Brian Fry. He's represented District 5 for the past 4 years and is seeking a second term. This is Magnus's first run for public office. He's been a teacher for more than 20 years, but he's promoting his newcomer status as an asset.
If you are up for business as usual, you have an option. If you want to see something different, then you have an option as well.
Magnus likes to talk about the three P's of why he's running: a promise he made to his students, the possibilities in Wichita's future.
We need to make a decision as a city. Are we going to compete with Omaha, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Des Moines, or aren't we?
And a personal challenge.
In December of 2016, December 9th to be exact, I went to the hospital, had chest pains, ended up about a week later getting a pacemaker. And, you know, during that week, kind of had some time to think and consider about my life. And I thought, you know, frankly, I'd kind of lived my life being scared. And I thought, you know, from now on, I'm not going to be scared about what people think and what they thought I could do and couldn't do and all that. So I thought, you know, from now on, I'm just going to go for it. And I guess this is me going for it.
And it will be a challenge. Magnus knows he's up against an incumbent with more experience, exposure, and fundraising power. Fry served on the Wichita Park Board and his district advisory board for 8 years before being elected to the council in 2015.
Being involved in the community, always participating and being active in the community, it just felt like it was the next logical step.
District 5 covers much of West Wichita, from about I-235 over. It borders Maple on the south and butts up against the city of Mays to the north. It's largely residential and, as Fry describes it, rapidly growing.
Mays School District is the second fastest growing school district in the state. And so that's meaning a lot of families are moving into my district as well, because you can live in Wichita and go to Mays Schools. And you can go to Wichita Schools, and you can go to Goddard Schools. It's a very large footprint, but that's creating a lot of opportunities for homes and apartments and families to live. And so having the infrastructure with the good roads and police and libraries are the priorities.
Fry mentions the opening of the Procht Wetlands Park and updates to Buffalo Park among his accomplishments so far. He says he wants a second term to complete other projects already in the works, like moving the district's police substation farther west and expanding the high-traffic Westlink Library near Central and Tyler.
I believe in the 4 years that I've been serving, I have put the time and effort in. I have gotten involved in a lot of things, not only in my district, but citywide. But there's still a lot of work to get done. And because I'm knowledgeable about it and have put the time in order to complete these the right way, I think I deserve another 4 years.
The two candidates differ on what they think the district's and the city's greatest needs will be over the next 4 years. The first time Fry ran, he campaigned on getting a handle on the city's infrastructure, particularly its aging water treatment plant, and this time it's no different.
Well, we have to stay on top of the water issue. That is infrastructure that it should have been addressed decades ago. We've been working hard on that for the last few years. We're in the design build phase right now for a new water treatment facility. Then a few years in the future, we've got a wastewater treatment plant down south that will need to be rebuilt as well. That's a several hundred million dollar project. So infrastructure-wise, those are the top two projects, probably the two largest projects that have ever been undertaken at one time.
While Fry is focused on infrastructure, Magnus says city leaders need to pay more attention to social issues like crime and domestic violence.
Sometimes we just forget about families and their everyday struggles and what can be done to help. And economic development's great and jobs are great. People certainly need jobs and economic development, certainly. But we can't forget the family. We can't forget the everyday struggles that people have.
Magnus says he and Fry are two distinct candidates, and that's a good thing for voters in District 5. For KMUW News, I'm Nadia Foe.